Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 Rome Film Fest in Italy. We're going to keep this short today because there's lots going on. In fact, we are recording this as Damien Chazelle of La La Land fame is doing his Close Encounter event here at the festival, where he apparently is talking about his favorite musical and the musicals that have formed his filmmaking identity. And we're trying to capture audio moments exclusive for Fred Film Radio. So we're alone in this room now. It's just me and Filippo Guarna. Filippo's got a microphone on, so he can interject occasionally, right? Why don't you say hi to the folks at home?
Hi to everybody.
All right, and that's him. And so we have said goodbye to Giacomo Colussi for now, and he's taken over all of the technical stuff, technical coordination of the of our online talk radio, 24/7 programming and podcasting available to you on Fred.fm. Also, remember to check out all of our social media, including Facebook. We got Instagram going on. We've got Twitter going on. What's going on?
Okay, everything is all right.
Because we've been having some connection difficulties, and I want to make sure that everything is A-okay. If you're watching this, please consider sharing the video with all of your cinematic friends. And let me tell you what has been happening. Can we close that door?
Let's close the door.
What's been happening on the... I believe this is the fifth daily, but it's the sixth day of the festival. And I may be wrong on the numbers. Maths was never my strong point. My strong subject in school. What was your strong subject in school, Filippo?
I would say philosophy.
That's a subject in schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, mine was
school for the smart people.
Mine was
only
history. Mine was history. Anyways, all right. So we're gonna carry on. As usual, I'm going to talk about two of the films that are presented in the main program and one of the films that is being presented in Alice nella Città. We start with Ammonite by Francis Lee, a director who I interviewed a couple of years ago when he presented his film God's Own Country in 2017. Here, his latest film stars Saoirse Ronan, among others. And essentially, I haven't seen the film, so I'm just going to give you a quick overview. As far as I understand it, it's set in the mid-80s, and it follows the story of two women, one of whom is a lonely paleontologist. And so, right, and I guess there could be a little romance between them. I'm not sure whether I understood that correctly, but I guess given the fact that God's Own Country was an LGBT drama, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case with Ammonite. But another thing that I know of Francis Lee is that he is very much connected with nature. So whereas in the previous film it was a lot to do with just soil, here it seems that rocks play a role within the film's texture, I suppose, within the film's structure. It's an element that influences style, perhaps. I can't really say it in first person, but if I had to take a guess, that's what I would say. Carrying on. Oh, this is very exciting. Another film that I haven't seen, but of course it's difficult to kind of keep up with everything. But we do have an interview for. In fact, the interview was conducted by Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. The film is called Another Round, and it's by Thomas Vinterberg, the great Danish filmmaker. You like Thomas Vinterberg, right, Filippo?
Of course.
What do you like? What film do you like of Thomas Vinterberg?
I haven't watched a single film.
Good. Well, why would you lie in the first answer?
Because I was weak.
Right. Sometimes you just got to realize our own limits. That's my inspiring message of the day. But you know who isn't, who doesn't know about their own limits, or they want to test their own limits?
Who?
The characters of his film, Another Round. Thomas Vinterberg's latest film is about four men, all of whom are high school teachers, who decide that they want to test out maintaining a level of alcohol in their blood, and they believe that it may improve their life. So I love that premise. I'm looking forward to seeing this film. I really am. And I hope that's very, very soon, because like I said, Thomas Vinterberg, I'm a big fan of his. Also, the film stars Mads Mikkelsen. And we have an interview conducted by Chiara Nicoletti about that film. You can check that out on Fred.fm and YouTube and all that. I hate this mask, because I watch the videos sometimes and I'm just always pulling it up. It's so annoying. It just continually goes down. And what's up with that? No comment?
I mean,
you got a good mask.
I got a beautiful mask.
Yeah, I think
it has the same color of the Roma International Film Festival.
You want to show it?
Yeah.
Now, explain to the folks at home why red is such an important color for Rome.
I think it's something about Karl Marx.
No. We don't want to get too political on this show. You don't know.
I would say probably it's the color of the
blood.
It's
color of blood.
I mean, according to movies, it's the color of the dresses of the Roman generals.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a
that
good
they
point.
They took from the Phoenicians, tissues and the special...
Oh, fabric. So it was originally Phoenician.
Yeah.
And then the Romans conquered the Phoenicians.
Yeah, okay, I wouldn't... Might be, I mean...
Well, we can't discriminate Phoenicians. I don't think most people listening to this know where Phoenicia was.
Yeah.
We sound like complete...
Where was Phoenicia? Do you know that?
I thought that was another word for Venice.
No, at all. I think it was northern Africa. Well...
No, yeah, it is. It was, and so that's where the red came from. Well, look, listen. This is so... Our daily shows go beyond what's happening in Rome. We also tell you a little bit about history and culture at large. We should get it. We should get some type of an award, honestly. Well, Filippo, have you got anything else to say before you go back and check on the audio and whether we're still connected?
I think that the experiment you told about...
It's not my idea. It's Thomas Vinterberg's idea. Drink sensibly. I don't want to... You got it. And never drink and drive. Seriously. All right.
Okay.
No. What were you going to say?
Before? No, I think...
I don't want to cut you off because I'm getting emails saying that I'm a bit too mean to you. But, you know, this...
I'm sending you those emails.
All right, okay, I knew that.
My mother too.
Yeah, I don't mind the emails, but the photos that you're sending me, some of them are unseemly. All right, good.
Okay, I think I'm going to go back to work.
I revealed something about, there's a limit to everything, including decency, you know. All right, let's talk about we're media partners of Alice nella Città, a strand that's dedicated to younger audience. And the film that I want to highlight today from this strand, this mask is so annoying. This strand is a film that I actually recorded an interview with the director for, and it's in English, so you English-speaking folks can listen to it. One of the rare English-speaking interviews of this Rome Film Fest, because a lot of the guests have been canceling. We're in the times of the COVID, and so that's it. But it is in English, so if you would like to check that out, do. But let me tell you something about the film. Very briefly, it talks about a young, promising Cuban ballet dancer. And it is a documentary, like I said, and follows his journey from, early to mid-adolescence into... his high school graduation, and in between that, his family goes from Cuba to the United States. So there is a little bit of a backdrop to the story, where obviously when Trump is elected, the relations between the United States and Cuba change drastically. But what remains at the front and center of the story is the story of the young ballet dancer himself. His name is Alexis. And I liked it. I'm a fan of documentaries that sort of follow their characters over the course of a few years. So I definitely appreciated watching a film like that that was touching. Sometimes it just doesn't work. It's not that interesting. But I found that the dancing itself is very poetic. I'm a big fan of ballet dancers because I really appreciate them. There's a saying, Filippo, that, you know, when people, let's say in a football match, right? You watch football. Somebody dives because they want to get a free kick.
No.
It's very sad. No, but, you know, it happens, right? Because, yeah, football is also theater. So, of course, we forgive them for doing that. And anyways, the tendency is for people who frown upon this behavior to say, get up, this ain't ballet. This is not ballet dancing. Right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
But in fact, ballet dancing, man, first of all, you see these ballet dancers, they're ripped. Their bodies are in top shape. Secondly, it takes so much effort to become a ballet dancer. I mean, these guys are top athletes and they have to lead a life that's clean. You know, they have to eat right. They have to, and they do that, obviously, from a very early age. What do you think of that?
I think it's disrespectful to compare these two things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We should end. Let's stop using this. The phrase. It's not ballet. You know, in a boxing match. You know, it's not ballet. Yeah. Well, ballet is hard. It's difficult.
I would say, don't be a.
Filippo, are you a good dancer?
Not at all.
No.
Absolutely not.
But you're a musician.
Yeah.
So you can't dance?
I play. The other people do the dancing.
Oh. Yeah? I'm surprised. I play, the other people do the dancing.
Are you a good dancer, Matt Micucci?
I got the rhythm in me. Yeah, I used to anyways. I haven't been dancing in a long time since I came back from the war. I saw too many bad things in the war.
Too many bad dancers.
No, too many. Now, come on. Are you making fun of war? Now, come on, Filippo. A little bit of black humor, folks. Don't take anything too serious. These are just quips, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it was a tragedy. All right, folks. All right, I guess we can actually close this. I've been going on for a while. And it's been fun. I'm thinking of, is there anything else that I should plug? The one thing that I can remind you to do is just keep in touch with us, you know. Keep checking out Fred.fm. for podcast interviews and content and 24/7 programming of the content that we create at various festivals. What are you laughing at?
Because you're a born comedian. I enjoy watching the dailies.
What did I say?
You have it in you. You all spread right. It.
You know, I think it's good to have a lot of energy, but also to have a sense of humor. And I like people with the dark sense of humor. Because I like dark sense of humor. I like surrealism. So, anyways, next, some other time I will tell you the story behind all of my tattoos, by the way, because people have been asking about that. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, keep in touch with all of our social media as well. And remember to share this video that you're watching right now. If you haven't caught the beginning of this live stream, the video is posted shortly after, so you can go back and revisit it, refresh the page once the live stream is over. Some people don't know that. I didn't know that. But when there's a live stream on Facebook, apparently, you can't go back to the start of the video. You have to, yeah, so don't worry about that, because after the live stream ends, you can go back and watch the video again from the start, and then you can watch it again a second time, a third time. You can watch it as many times as you like.
That's fantastic.
You can even download it. You can even download it if you want. You know what I mean? And all for free. All for free, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's all free of charge. Why would you want to pay for this, right? Well, listen, I try, you know. Alright, so in the meantime, we'll see you again tomorrow. Keep checking out our content. In the meantime, though, stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.